Blog Talk Radio. strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that he may be able to stand quietly. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers. And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah! Yahuwah! Live Yahuwah Radio, worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah Radio, Yahuwah Ministry. I'll be your host by name, your Seer, Israel of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called The Due Order of Yahweh, YHWH, through His People Israel. And we're just going to stroll down on the international side and see who all join us, and we'll get something going on. We'll see who all join us on the international side for another episode, part number 29, and all the spots are still. As 195 international countries got a representative in for this broadcast. And what's flashing out of New York? New York, what's flashing on the international side? 106712. We're going to leave it like that. We're going to get right off into the broadcast, 106712. And we're going to see what's going, get something going on. We got a memo saying the elder will be a few minutes late. So until that time comes, what's that memo? Hey, Brother Yahdai Israel, probably you have found that we didn't talk about it at all, that 1909 Bible Dictionary, there's something in there I want to bring out, but if I don't bring out today, I'll bring out another time. That 1909 Bible Dictionary is a green book, and it should be, you know, I got my notes on it real good, so we'll take a look at that one day soon, so then we can take care of some prophecy once we hear something that's already been predicted and laid out through the scriptures in that one 1909 edition. And we got another memo saying, Seer, would you explain what is Genesis 4, 1 through 4 is saying? We don't know what Genesis 4, 1 through 1, 2, 3, 4 is saying. Genesis 4, 1 through 4. Okay, well, anything to distract, huh? All right, well, I tell you what, we'll see what we can do as time appointed. All right, good enough. We'll go find Brother Yahdai Israel, and we see if we get something going on, and we take it up out of consideration. What is said, explain the fourth chapter of Genesis 1, 2, 3, 4. But right now, when you meet your brother, with a loud voice you say, Brother Yahdai Israel, Yahdai BJFC Royal.
God bless you, see Israel. I see Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Father, Brother Yahdai Israel. Did you, you know, all these days that we had off, I mean, hours really, was you able to take a look at that, book, that Bible Dictionary of 1909. Did you take a look at that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
I across a little something. I don't know if it's exactly what you're looking for, but.
Well, what I'm exactly looking for is something that pertains to something they said about what the Almighty gonna do with in that line, and they made a final statement about somebody is somebody in that book in 1909. So we want to be act like we totally surprised when we heard it read, and you tell where you're reading it from. Is in that kind of line there, Brother Yahdai Yisrael. We don't want to tell. We want to be excited as you read it about that Bible dictionary of 1909. I got my notes on it. I got it's a green copy that I have somewhere. But in the same token, it talks about the Almighty going to do such and such thing. And if you can take it from there, I'm all ears, Brother Yahdai Yisrael. Come on.
I really haven't had a chance to peep through it here. The copy I got is about 140 pages or so, so I haven't really skimmed through it as of yet.
Okay, well, what we'll do, we'll put that to the side then, Brother Yahdai Yisrael, because I want to act like I'm just as happy as you reading that, because see, that's going to kick off me to really get down in some serious prophecy. Once that read, we'll be able to go from there when it comes down to prophecy. But do you want to take a shot at the WCC? Got a question on the table, and it's Bob and them, and act when we take a shot at that, you want to take a shot at that Genesis chapter 4, 1 through 9, you want to take a shot at that, Brother Yahdai Yisrael?
Genesis chapter 4.
Yes, sir. 1 through 9.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You want to take a shot at that chapter 4, 1 through 9?
The only thing I can do with that is read a little Daniel right quick. That's all I can do. Daniel chapter 2, verse number 16. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him tax. Hallelujah.
Excellent, Brother Yahdai Yisrael. Excellent. That's right, and that's Daniel 2:16, is that right?
That's right.
All right, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll take a shot at it. Let's see what the WCC got on cooked up on Genesis chapter 4, 1 through 9. Let's see, can we find out why they cannot decipher what is said in Genesis chapter 4, 1 through 9. What is saying over there, Brother Yahdai Yisrael? We take a look at on it on a Wednesday. We take a little peep at it on Wednesday. What is they saying anyway? Genesis chapter 4, verse 1 through 9. What is saying that, Brother Yahdai Yisrael?
Book of Genesis 4, verse number 1 through 9 reads. Book of Genesis, chapter 4, verse number 1. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from Yahweh. Verse 2. She again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. Verse number 3. In the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground and offered unto Yahweh. Verse 4, Abel, he also brought of the firstling of his flock, and of the fat thereof. And Yahweh had respect unto Abel to his offering. Verse 5, and unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect. Cain was very wroth, and his countenance failed.
The message stopped at 4 and 5 and take care of that. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. What is the definition of a process of time? What's that mean now? Can you look up the definition of a word called it a process of time? Well, yeah, Israel. What do that word mean? A process of time. We read that in verse number 4 or 5. I heard it. It's a process of time. Can you look up and tell me what that means about a process of time? What that mean?
Process of time. See what I got here.
Okay, a process of time. What do that mean, a process of time? In a process of time, matter of fact, we'll look at, matter of fact, I'll tell you what we'll do. We're just going to deal with half of it, and we'll come back another time and deal with the, maybe, we'll see. But what do that mean by a process of time?
I'm reading from the forerunner commentary of the Bible, and it reads, Yahuwah was working things out, and he had his own schedule for bringing them to the point of development, where he could use them the way he wanted to.
Oh, so a process of time that he got, that a process of time, and if you precept a process of time there, Brother Yahuwah Israel, it means in Genesis 15, let's see if we precept that word, a process of time. Let's precept that to Genesis 15. Let's see, can we precept that to Genesis 15 of the word called a process of time. Genesis 15 should tell us something. What do the word a process of time when you precept your Bible? Genesis 15, let's find 15. Genesis chapter 15. Genesis 15. Is that what I want? Yeah, Genesis 15, something there, Brother Yahuwah Israel. I'm looking for the definition, according to the Bible, process of time. It means, according to the Bible, it means, if you want to jump in there anytime you get ready, I'm looking for the definition of a process of time. What do that mean that we can read? In the 15th chapter, it talks about at the process of time. If you want to jump in there, Brother Yahuwah Israel, you can jump in there. Thank you there, verse 16. Thank you there, Brother Yahuwah Israel. 15, 16. What do the process of time mean?
Look at Genesis 15, verse 16, read. But in the fourth generation, it should come hither again, for the sins of the Amorites is not yet full.
So the process of time means that he always allowed you a time period. He already got written in his book the time period. And that was the process of time meaning. So otherwise, it was a time period for Cain to do the same thing that Abram done. He allowed you time before he started making his move on you. He just don't all of a sudden just get you. He'll let you, your cup run over, then he'll get you. Now come back with that understanding. Let's come back to that Genesis chapter 4 and read 4 and 5 one more time. And let's find out what is in them two verses that Cain let his cup run over for things to start happening. Let's read that verse 4 and 5 one more time.
Look at Genesis chapter 4, verse number 4, verse number 5. Read. Look at Genesis 4, verse 4. And Abel, he also brought of the first one of his flock, with the factory up. And for respect unto Abel, he is up. Verse 5. But to Cain and to his offering, he had not respect. Cain was very wrong in his continent's faith.
Now, so where you have to understand, you got key words in there. What Cain, what Abel brought was the first of his offering. And he gave Cain a process of time to bring the first of his offering. And he didn't do it. So the key word in was first. So you have to do Yahweh's business first. So what happened when you read Genesis chapter 4 and verse 5, Cain did not bring an offering first, but Abram brought it first. Now let's run that word down and see if we can get out that word. Let's go to Numbers chapter 18, verse 17. Let's see if we find out what's going on. Let's see if we run that down and the reason why the WCC got a problem is understanding what's really saying, because you have to be taught by the six anointed camps or voices of the true Israelite. That's just the bottom line. Let's see, can we run this down and tie this in Numbers chapter 18, verse 17. What did it say that, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Numbers chapter 18, verse number 17 reads, But the firstling of your sheep, or the firstling of a goat, you shall not redeem. They are righteous. I shall sprinkle their blood upon the altar, shall burn their fat. For an offering made by fire for a sweet savior unto Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. For a sweet savior, Yahweh. So you have to bring your first in to Yahweh. And what we read in Genesis chapter 4, verse 4 and 5, Abel brought his first. Cain did not bring, and he gave him a process of time to do according to what his brother was doing, bringing the first to Yahweh. Let's get a little bit more on that, Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's see if we can get a little bit more on that. Let's run and look at about two or three lines in Exodus chapter 23, verse 19. See, the key word is the word called first. Whatever you do for Yahweh, make sure you don't do it the way Cain done it. That means as an afterthought. When you're doing something for Yahweh, make sure you do it according to the Bible. Let's see what it says over here in Exodus 23, verse 19.
Exodus 23, verse 19 reads, first of the first fruit of your land you shall bring unto the temple of Yahweh.
Excellent. Right there. Excellent. Now read that again. Take your time with it, Brother Yahdai Israel. What you supposed to do and how you supposed to do it according to the Bible.
Book of Exodus 23, verse 19. The first of the first fruit of your land shall bring into the temple of Yahweh.
That was the difference between Cain and Abel. Abel made sure whatever he done for Yahweh, it was first. What Cain did for Yahweh, he done it as a afterthought. It was not first. And Yahweh, what he accepts is when you make your move first. Let's go to Proverbs 3, verse 9. Let's go to Proverbs 3, verse 9 on that.
Proverbs chapter 3, verse number 9, read, Honey, Yahweh, with Joseph and with the first fruit of all thine angels.
Yeah. So you see a difference? See, when if you want Yahweh to accept you, then you have to make sure you do whatever you do, make sure you do it first. Now, let's get a case in point in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 11 to 13. We'll get a case in point. We'll get a couple more in, and WCC property, you got the message, but you most likely you might not even understand it. But how the Almighty works, he works with first. If we get a case in point in 1 Kings 17, 11 through 13, what does it say?
1 Kings 17. First time 11 through 13 reads. Look at 1 Kings 17, first time 11. Now she was going to fetch it, called to her and said, bring me, I pray you, a morsel of bread in thy hand. Verse 12. She said, as Yahweh, by Yahweh lips, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. Verse 13. Elijah said unto her, fear not, for do as thou hast said, make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for you and your son.
So why all of that in 1 Corinthians 15, 23? And why so? Why you have to deal with this man the way he tell you to deal with him? Why so? Let's run to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 23. Why do you got to make sure when you deal with this man, you deal with the way the Bible tell you to deal with him in 15, verse 23?
Well, I saw that, brother. Y'all got Israel. Look up 1 Corinthians 15, verse 23 reads, but every man in his own order, Yahweh the Son, the first fruits, afterward, later Yahweh the Son, at his coming.
Oh, so Yahweh take a back seat to nobody. So Yahweh is the, what kind of fruit is Yahweh is, brother? Y'all got Israel?
First fruit.
So that's how you deal with Yahweh. When you're doing any business for Yahweh, make sure you do the business for Yahweh first. Let's go on to Eber chapter 9, verse 22. Go on to Eber, polluted for the word called Hebrew. That is a mistranslation for Semitic. Let's see what it says over here in 9, 22.
Book of Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 22 reads, now most all things are by the Torah instruction, purged with blood. Without the shedding of blood is no remission.
All things is done by the shedding of blood, but now, after that, after he shed his blood, let's run on to the 10th chapter and pick it around about 10. We'll pick it up around about 10 after the shedding of blood. That's how they did it. But then after he shed his own blood, then what did he say in the book of Hebrews? And after that's the way he done it. And afterwards, in the 10th chapter, what did he do? And we'll pick it up around about 10. Where am I? In the 10th chapter, let's pick it up around about verse number 12. 12. And we'll take it down to verse number 17. And so hopefully you got what you need out of that, but we're going to tie it all in a little bit more. But we're going and look at now. Now, after the shedding of the blood for the forgiveness, now, after he had shed his own blood, let's see what he says in 10, 12 through 17. You on the clock, brother. Y'all got Israel. Come on. No, take it down to verse 18. I tell you what. Give me 12 and 18. We're just 12, 17, 18. 12, 17, and 18. Listen to what he says in the book of Hebrews, the alluded title called Hebrews chapter 10, verse 12, 17, 18, and that's the end of it. Come on there, brother. Y'all got Israel.
Book of Hebrews 10, verse 12, 17 and 18, read. Book of Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 12. This man, again, offer one sacrifice of sin forever, sat down on the right hand of Yahweh the Father. Verse 17. And their sins and iniquity will I remember no more. Verse 18. And where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin.
So, it's no more offering for sin, but what sin are you talking about? Let's read 10, 1 and 2, to make sure you understand what sin he's talking about in 10, verse 1 and 2. What sin are you talking about there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and that's the very image of the things, and never with those sacrifices, but they offer year by year, continually, make the comers thereof perfect. Verse number 2.
So the sin he's talking about is the sin offering of the animals. So now, that don't work no more. So you cannot go find no one to even petition your cause by bringing nothing. What you gonna have to do? What is written in 4:17 of Matthew? Let's see what you gotta do now. Let's see if we find out what you gotta do in 4:17 Matthew's with a precept coming up. Let's see what you gotta do now, there, brother Yahdai Israel. How about 4:17 getting warmed up?
Look at Matthew 4:17. From that time, Yahweh the Son began to teach and to say, repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Let's precept that to 3:19 of Acts. So now, what you have to do now is you don't look for nothing to kill. You got to repent because he paid that price for you. That's what's done away with, the killing of the animals. Not the moral law, but the killing of the animal law have been done away. So what you got to do now is a 4:17 backed up with a precept of 3:19 in Acts. What does it say?
Okay, Acts 3, verse number 19. Repent you therefore and be converted, that your sin may be blotted out, for the time the refreshing shall come from the presence of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. So that's what you do. So now let's go back. Now we read the fourth chapter, and we had no problem getting in 4 and 5. And now let's take it down to verse number 9. So now we understand that. So let's see what happened next. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 4, and we read 4, 5. Now pick up a 6 down to 9. Now what it say to 6 down to 9?
Number 6, Genesis 4, verse 6. Yahweh said unto Cain, why are you wrong? Why is your countenance false? Verse 7, if you do as well, shall not you be accepted. If you do as not will, be alive at the door. Not to you shall he be his desire, and you shall rule over him. Verse number 8. Cain talked with Abel, his brother. It came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose against Abel, his brother, and slew him. Verse number 9. Yahweh said unto Cain, where is Abel, your brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother? Jesus.
Now look what happened. They told him sin lies at the door. Otherwise, he had a sin offering lying at your door. If you don't receive that sin offering you got and do it the way he tell you to do it, you're going to open the door for now to be a Sirach 6 verse 2. And then once you are Sirach 6 verse 2, you'll be isolated to be what? Sirach 6 verse 2 says what?
The Sirach, chapter 6, verse number 2, read. Book of Sirach 6, verse number 2. Extol not yourself in the counsel of your own mind, that you be not torn in pieces as a bull tread alone.
So once you break away from the tree, and the tree in this day is the sixth anointed count, and you store in your own mind your thoughts up, you're going to come up short. And then Satan will be your overseer, because he's going to tell you everything contrary to what he's trying to tell Cain. Now, sin lies at the door. That means Satan the devil is closing in on you. And once he get a hold to you, because you are broke away from the truth, and then Cain ran to Satan, and Satan got in his ear and told him, listen, look what your brother is all right, and you ain't. You should believe him up, and that he did. Let's run to the Songs of Solomon. We're going to Songs of Solomon, chapter 8, 1 through 6. And let's see what we can get out of this, brother. Y'all got Israel. Song of Solomon, chapter 8, 1 through 6.
The book of Song of Solomon, chapter 8, number 1 through 6, read. Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse number 1. Was that thy word? As my brother that sucked the breast of my mother, when I shall find you, Without, I would kiss you. Yea, I should not be despised. Verse number 2. I will lead thee and bring thee into my mother's house. Who would instruct me? I would call thee to drink of the spiced wine of the joys of the juice of my pomegranates. Verse number 3. His left hand should be under my head, and his right hand should embrace me. Verse number 4. I charge you, O daughters of Yahdah Judah, with the word Jerusalem, that you stir not up nor awake my love until he please. Verse 5. Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness? Stand upon her beloved. I raise thee up under the apple tree. There thy mother brought thee forth. There she brought thee forth and bare thee. Verse 6. Set me as a seal upon thy mind, as a seal upon thine heart. Love is strong as death. Jealousy is cruel as the grave. Cold thereof, a cold of fire, to have a most vehement flame.
So you haven't seen right here? So jealousy becomes cruel as a grave. By Cain did not want to do things according to what Abel did. And all these things, and Satan showed him, got him out to himself, and showed him that Yahweh is making a difference. And Yahweh told Cain, he said, now sin lies at your door. All he had to do was come to his brother that sucked from the same mother's breast that we read in 8 verse 1. And found out, how can I get right with my Yahweh? And he was told him, you can't bring him anything you want to bring him. All he will accept is the first fruit from your hand, not no afterthoughts. Now, if you bring whatever you got and make sure it's the first of whatever you got to him, then you be accepted. But since you did not come to your brother and ask your brother, you stored in your own mind, and as a process of time with the fulfillment of something when Yahweh will run its course on the world today. This world got a process of time. That means a fulfillment of this world. He already got it clocked out when he going to turn the lights out on the people on the earth. And that's why we come humble to tell you, don't let your cup fill and you don't repent and do the first work. Matter of fact, let's read that. Let's read that Revelation 2:5. Let's get a prophecy on that. So what we got to do, once we know the knowledge of the truth, we got to make our calling election sure by understanding what he got written in Revelation 2, verse 5. What he got written there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse number 5, read. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent. Do the first work, or else I will come unto you quickly, and will remove your candlestick out of its place, except you repent.
Well, wait a minute, Brother Yahdai Israel. He said, do what kind of work?
And do the first work.
That's first work. So all Yahweh wants you to do, six anointed cap when you teach it, make sure you tell the congregation that stand before you what make Yahweh take a note of you when you do whatever you do first. Because he is the first fruit. And whatever you do, don't have Yahweh as a afterburner. Make sure he is first. And whatever you do, for you to be in that number at a time appointed, like we read earlier in verse 4 and 5, don't let the process of time catch you. Because if you let it be filled, which means filled, run over, it's no repentance after death. You got it? Good. If we're going to pause with that, Brother Yahdai Israel, we finally got the elder in the room, so we'll let him know. We'll bring him on and see who's bringing this broadcast together, and then we'll come right back and take it a little bit more. So I hope that was satisfaction to you, WCC, on what that means in Genesis chapter 4, 1 through 9. So we're going to bring the elder in, and he'll tell you all about who's bringing this broadcast, and we'll come back with Brother Yahdai Israel and myself. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Till, Yahweh be to that seed raised.
And Yahweh bless you, Brother C. as well. Receive well. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Elder. Well, we got a fine audience that's blasting on the international side of 195 international countries, 106712 is blasting. And we had a hot topic to take care of. We're taking care of that. So, what have you got to tell this national audience, 195 international countries, 106712, you on the clock, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Well, I always start out the topic of saying we all came to hear things that most of us can hear, but I think we realize that already. Because I find out there's still a lot that don't understand. And that's why I have late coming into the broadcast. I had calls all over the place. And those things that we have to straighten, we have to stand strong in Yahweh's word. Because there's a lot of people that look at the Bible and they see things different than what we see. And that's when we have to come out and show them that we are the teachers of Yahweh's word. So we call them the misinformed, and they can be retaught That's why the words of Yahuwah that is taught makes all this and more possible. But you got to be righteous in order to pick up Yahuwah's word. Many people out there know the scriptures, but there's those out there that camouflage evil or confused teaching and overly loud bump the gums contest to try to win righteous meaning. Even using the scriptures as verbal weapons that I've seen today, trying to use weapons as scriptures as verbal weapons. You know, I always say this is what Yahuwah hates. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 to 19 says that. 16 says, these six things doeth the Yahuwah hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. 17, a proud look and a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. 18, and a heart that devilish wicked imagination, feet that be swift in running into mischief. 19, and a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brothers. Well, I can say I've seen at least five of these happen today. So to keep more of this from happening, we're here to guide you through these dark times of bad teaching. Well, so we welcome and thank all of you for attending our broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry. Let's open unto your life with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahuwah's word. Connecting the Bible books to your education, your health, and foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is the information you came to seek, and now you found it, what you sought in Yahuwah's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Generally don't have a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Now, the top part of Sabbath is Friday. Starting time is 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. Simple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the big lion, you'll see some choices. One of the choices would be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone when doing this to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. Keep yourself in tune with the feast days for you, your family, and friends that come to us throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking it, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses for the listening members. The first is tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, the numbers you can write to call with Yahuwah in mind. The first would be the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, where you can call, leave messages on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone of the six anointed camps of Jacques Wild's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except, of course, for Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, once again, type three words on the search line, Jacques Wild Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you're late logging into, or actually, any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, after the normal Broad Talk broadcast, you're also on Pell Talk for your convenience. We're listed under ethnic group, African American. When you get there, look for Yahuwah True Name Teachers. This is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible questions that's put on the table by either Elder Josiah or Elder Mr. Tibbs, with Seer Israel riding shotgun. No comments will be taken off of topics or multiple text questions answered as I've seen before. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, either elder will block or restrict misuse. Well, questions off topics also can be answered by myself, Elder Tibbs. If Broad Talk ends before times, teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. As you know, today is another day for the Word of Yahuwah, as you've seen earlier, the topic that we were discussing. Nothing has changed except the number of people that came for Yahuwah's Word, which is a good thing. And I think that count was at 106,712 listeners. That's pretty good. So we know a lot of us came to commend Yahuwah's Word and add unto it, only following by certain ones casting the same word behind their back. One and hear certain verses in the Bible, as I've seen earlier, taking the verses meaning another way. Don't forget about the noisemakers, the complainers, and the deceptive listeners. Flipping the pages to look like they're paying attention, but when they're asked to speak Yahuwah's word, they're completely lost. Well, we have to remember, we're seriously only one man or one woman, and time is not in our favor. We can only do 100% of what one man or woman that was Jacques Wiley created to do in this life. And that's if at all possible. So if anyone ever says they've even done more, they just lied. That's past Jacques Wiley's creation. Now that's impossible. So let's keep our Bibles open and find out what our continual possibilities will be studying Jacques Wiley's word. I'll turn our program back over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, there, Elder, that was excellent on your part, and we'll catch your bottom close, so we're going to get back to the lesson. That's excellent. So, probably, they might understand what was brought to them a minute ago, but the bottom line is, the Almighty, just like, you open the door for a lot of things to be brought to the table, and we're going to see how much we can get out of this lesson. And once we get that 1909 Bible dictionary read on the part that what Yahuwah going to do and to who he going to do, and we all can hear it together, and then we'll get immediately on prophecy. But we're going back to Brother Yahuwah Israel, and we're going to get a little bit more on whatever we're working with. But Brother Yahuwah Israel, let's run to some things that we need to know. Let's look at Exodus chapter 7, verse 1. I want to set the stage to get there. Exodus 7, verse 1. Brother Yahuwah Israel, Exodus chapter 7, verse 1.
Book of Exodus, chapter 7, verse number 1 reads. Exodus 7, verse number 1. Yahuwah said unto Moses, see, I made you, Yahuwah the Pharaoh, and Aaron your brother shall be your steward.
Mm-hmm. So so Yahuwah stepped in, and that's the way Yahuwah set it up. Okay, good. We'll leave that like it is. Now, let's run to Numbers and find out what was going on in Numbers chapter 16, 1, 2, 3, verse 20 and 21 and 41. Let's go to Numbers chapter 16, Brother Yahdai Israel, 1 down to verse 3, skip down to 20 and 21 and 41. Numbers chapter 16, 1 to 3, 20 to 21 and 41. That's my final call. You on the clock. Come on.
Book of Numbers, chapter 16, verse number 1, 2, verse number 3, verse number 20, 21, and verse 41 reads. Book of Numbers 16, verse number 1. Now Korah, the son of Ezhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and Dathan, and Abiram, son of Eliab, and on the south, and on the son of Pelet, son of Reuben, took me. Number 2. He rose up before Moses with certain of the family of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown. Verse number 3. They gathered themselves together against Moses and Aaron, and said unto them, take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are righteous, every one of them, and Yahweh is among them. Because then lift you up yourself above the congregation of Yahweh. Verse number 20. And Yahweh spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, separate yourself from among this congregation, and I may consume them in a moment. Verse 41. But on the morrow, all the congregation of the family of Israel murmured against Moses, against Aaron, saying, you have killed the people of Yahweh.
That's big talk there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Now, you will stumble up on something, Brother Yahdai Israel. What verse that you read where they done what against Moses? You read a verse there, Brother Yahdai Israel. They done what against Moses? I want to hear that verse again, what they did against Moses there, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of Numbers 16, verse number 3. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron, and said unto them, you take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are righteous, every one of them, and Yahweh is among them. But well, then lift you up yourself above the congregation of Yahweh.
That was some pretty they told Moses, said, Moses, you take too much of yourself, Moses, because all of us righteous, Moses. And he said, Moses, why you lift yourself up? Because all of us is righteous there, Moses. That's what he said. Let's run back up. What did Yahweh say to Moses again there, Brother Yahdai Israel? What did Yahweh say to Moses? Kind of back up a little bit more. I want to see what Yahweh said to Moses. He said, you take too much of yourself, Moses. We read in 7 that Yahweh, he handpicked Moses to be instead him as Yahweh, and he picked Aaron to be the seer, according to what we read. But they say, you take too much of yourself, Moses, since all of us is righteous. Word to their holy, righteous. What did Yahweh tell Moses to do? Back up it, and let's see what he told Moses to do there, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of Numbers 16, verse number 1. Now Korah, the son of Ezhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, Dathan, and Abiram, the son of Eliab, owned the son of Pelet, the sons of Reuben took men. Verse 2. They rose up before Moses and with 30 of the family of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown. Verse number 3. And they gathered themselves together against Moses, against Aaron, said unto them, you take too much upon you. Then all the congregation are righteous, every one of them, Yahweh is among them. Before then lift you up yourself above the congregation of Yahweh.
And what did Yahweh say? I'm still going to hear what Yahweh said behind that, Baba Yahda Israel. So now, we heard the back and forth conversation. We heard that part. But what I want to hear, and Yahweh heard it too, but I want to know what did Yahweh say behind that back and forth conversation there, Baba Yahda Israel.
The book of Numbers, chapter 16, verse number 20 and 21. Verse 20. And Yahweh spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, say, verse 21. Separate yourself from among this congregation, and I may consume them in a moment.
That's the Yahweh said behind what the famous men, we all righteous, but then Yahweh say, separate yourself from them. That's what Yahweh say. And matter of fact, Yahweh made a profound, he signified a statement there, Brother Yahda Israel. Can you help me out? Yahweh can signify real good. What did he say with him signifying on that exchange? Yahweh said something. He called him something. Can you help me out, Brother Yahda Israel? I'm struggling. But Yahweh said something because he's always got his Enoch 20 verse 1, and why stall and see what Yahweh says.
First book of Enoch, chapter 20, verse number 1 reads. First book of Enoch, chapter 20, verse number 1. These are the names of the righteous minister spirits. Who watch?
So they was watching the exchange that went before the men of Moses and Aaron. You take too much of yourself. The minister spirits reported that back to Yahweh, but then Yahweh made a profound statement. I'm struggling, Brother Yahda Israel. On something he said, let's see in the 16th chapter, let's see, can I get part of it in verse 42?
Look at number 16, verse 42. And it came to pass when the congregation was gathered against Moses and against Aaron, they looked toward the temple of the congregation. Behold, the cloud covered it, and the greatness of Yahweh here.
And what did Yahweh say in 45?
Verse number 45. Look at Numbers 16, verse 45. Get you up from among this congregation, that I may consume them as in a moment. They fell upon their faces.
What did he call this congregation? I'm looking for a word that he called this congregation. Can you help me out, Brother Yahda Israel? He called the congregation something that we need to read and it all pertained to them that had a statement against the anointed leadership. He called them something. He called them, you know, I want to be read if I can put a little dramatics with it after I hear it read. Something he said. Can you help me out, Brother Yahweh Israel? I got a precept for it. I just leave that and get a precept on it. Let's run to Jeremiah chapter 13:8-10. I just precept out of it. Because like I said again, sometimes you got to precept your way out of something. 13:8-10 of Jeremiah. Let's take it that way. Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 8-10. Let's see what he called this congregation.
The book of Jeremiah chapter 13, verse number 8-10 reads. Book of Jeremiah 13, verse number 8. Then the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, thus saith Yahweh, after this manner will I mar the pride of Yahweh Judah, great pride of the 10 northern tribes. Verse 10, this evil people, which refuse to hear my words, which walk in the imagination of their mind, walk after other false Yahweh, to serve them and to worship them, shall even be as this girdle, which is good for nothing.
So he called this congregation an evil people. So he said, this congregation, Moses, that I have entrusted you to be over with, they are a evil congregation. Are evil people. So that's why we have to make sure we take our time and understand what we're dealing with when we come on this radio station and wherever we're in town, we're among other people. Understand one thing. You got to be clear what you're dealing with. You're dealing with an evil people. And if you understand that, then you are not, you know, get too excited. Now Yahweh was very upset. And let's find out why was he was upset with the 250 famous men. Let's run to Acts 23. We're going to Acts 23 and find out why was Yahweh so upset with the 250 men that came and confronted Moses and Aaron. Let's see why. Let's look at the 23rd chapter, verse 4 and 5 of Acts chapter 23, verse 4 and verse 5.
The book of Acts chapter 23, verse number 4, and verse number 5 reads, Acts 23, verse number 4. They that stood by said, revile you, Yahweh's high priest. Verse 5.
Hold that point, brother. What that word mean, revile thy high priest? What that word mean, Brother Yahweh Israel? Let's make sure we clear what that word mean and put that word in, read the word and put that definition of what this word means. What Paul did. And it's reflecting back to Numbers 16, 1, 2, and 3, 20-21, and 41. What did Paul do with that word there, Brother Yahweh Israel? Come on.
I'm looking up the word revilers. I'm reading from the Merriam-Webster dictionary, and it reads, to use abusive language.
Excellent. Oh. So when they came before Moses and Aaron, now read that verse and revile, then put what the definition means, then so it can be clear what was going on back there in Numbers 16, 1, 2, and 3, 20-21 and 41, when they came before Moses, they were doing what? According to verse 4, Acts 23, verse 4. What were they doing, Brother Yahya Israel?
They just stood by sin. You use abusive language to the Yahweh's high priest.
Verse 5.
Then said Paul, I wish thy brother that he was the high priest. For it is written, you shall not speak evil of the ruler of your people.
Also, revive means speak evil against the ruler of thy people. Now, who he was talking about was the high priest, which was the seer of that hour. So Paul came in and started growling at the goat, and that's why he remembered that real carefully. Let me show you why he remembered that. Let me show you. Paul did not forget. He didn't forget that. Matter of fact, he didn't forget it. He didn't forget what? He didn't forget verse 2, 23 verse 2. He didn't forget 23 verse 2 of Acts. What is it saying? 23 verse 2?
The book of Acts 23, verse number 2 reads, and the high priest Ananias commanded them that stood by him, smite him on the mouth.
So Paul, after he got smite on the mouth, he didn't forget that, and it came back to him. Let me show you. It came back to Paul real good by going to the 26th chapter of the same book. Let's go to the 26th chapter. So remember one thing, sooner or later it's going to be time to do Bible. Look what Paul says here in verse 2, 26 verse 2.
The book of Acts 26, verse number 2 reads, I think myself happy, King Agrippa, because I shall answer for myself this day for thee, touching all things whereof I am accused of Yahya Jew.
Now back to verse 1.
Acts chapter 26, verse number 1. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, you are permitted to speak for yourself.
You see? So there it is right there, see, right? So now, there it is right there. So understand, so remember the title of the lesson that we're doing is the Do Order Yahweh. You know why we're in trouble today? Because none of this Bible has been taught to us the due order of Yahweh. So now you see the due order of Yahweh, certain things that you don't do. Because you bring the wrath down of Yahweh on you, and Paul just gave a case in point. Now after he got smite on the mouth, he knew from that point on, don't forget that. So when he got down the road a piece into another area, he always made sure he waited until anointed leadership told him, hey, you got something to say? We can go further and make a meal out of it, but we ain't. But the point we're making here, see, right, the reason why we're in the condition we're in today, because we do not know due order, because we've never been taught the due order. And long as we continue to do things alone, and don't follow anointed leadership, we're going to always be had like we are today. Now, that verse was pulled. And that was pulled all the way back into Exodus. So now, in 22, 28, let's go all the way back to the left side of the book and see. Now, this is thousands of years later. They like to call this the New Testament. No, this is continuation, right, but we'll play your game saying New Testament. So this was said in the New Testament, but Paul remembered what was written in the Old Testament. And what was written on what you cannot do that you can bring the wrath of Yahweh down on you before your time. And here's right here. Exodus 22, verse 28.
Book of Exodus, chapter 22, verse number 28 reads. Book of Exodus 22, verse 28. You shall not revile the Yahweh, nor curse the ruler of your people.
So revile means what again, Brother Yahshua Israel?
To use abusive language, criticize in abusive or angry language.
Meaning you do not put bass in your voice when you're talking to those that have been anointed to take care of this business. You don't give a comeback. You accept what they bring into you. Because you can bring down the wrath of Yahweh before your time comes. That's why you got to be understanding that Yahweh got it written on how to handle him. If you want Yahweh to intervene in your life, then you must make a decision according to the Bible. Certain things you don't do because Yahweh would try you and see what you get in the flesh. And when you get in the flesh, you're out of the will of Yahweh. Let's run to 2 Chronicles chapter 36 and look at 14 through 16. Because this is what happens when you get in the flesh with anointed leadership because something you don't understand. And then you start the murmuring, the backbiting, and complaining. Yahweh got it written in 2 Chronicles 36. 14 through 16, and we're going to all read together and see what it says. What did it say that, Brother Yahshua Israel?
Second Chronicles 14.
Yeah, make it 36 there, Brother Yahshua Israel, 14 down to verse 16. Second Chronicles 36. 14 to 16. Let's see what can happen when you get in the flesh to one that are anointed. Let's see what happens that we can read in 2 Chronicles 36. So we could continue reading this story. These famous men caused a lot of people to lose their life. Even the famous men, because they put bass in their voice and Yahweh called them a evil people. Because if Yahweh, remember, hold that point. Let's go to Acts chapter 5 for a minute, come right back. Go to Acts chapter 5, verse 39, we're coming right back. Acts 5, 39, we're coming right back, Brother Yahshua Israel. What it says in Acts 5, 39?
The book of Acts 5, verse number 39 reads, book of Acts, chapter 5, verse number 39. Acts chapter 5, verse 39. But if it be of Yahweh, you cannot overthrow. It's happy that ye be found even to fight against Yahweh.
Now back up one verse.
Verse number 38. And now I say unto you, refrain from these men, and let them alone. With this counsel of this work, be a man, it will come to nothing.
So you see what he's saying? So he says, it's not your call to get based in your voice. Because what is on the table, if it's not of Yahweh, He's saying that your hands is too short to box with Yahweh. He don't need your hands. Let me show you why you don't need your hands. He don't need your hands all he wants you to do is obey the Bible. That's the key. You obey the Bible. That's all you got to do. Obey the Bible. So look what Yahuwah says in Isaiah 63. I want to get up a final statement what Yahuwah says. See, you can bring the wrath down. We haven't finished that. Come back there in a minute. I just want to read what Yahuwah said. Verse 5. Listen to this. Isaiah 6, verse 5. What does it say, Brother Yahuwah Israel?
The book of Isaiah 63, verse number 5, read. Book of Isaiah 63, verse 5. Now look, there was none to help. I wondered, there was none to uphold. That for my own arm brought salvation unto me. My fury, it upheld me.
Verse number six.
And I will tread down the people in my anger, make them drunk in my fury. I will bring down their strength to the earth.
Because when the cup is filled, verse 4, so he got a timeline on what he's going to do. And it's filled in his Bible, the timeline. The timeline of what? Verse 4.
Verse number 4. For the day of vengeance is in my mind, and the year of my redeemed is come.
Yeah. So you see, Yahuwah got a timeline on whatever he have to do for mankind. All we have to do is do the role he give us to do. But when you find out to yourself you're a murmur, complainer, and a backbiter against anointed leadership, this is what happened that we can read in 2 Chronicles 14 down to 16. This was happened that we can read. See, remember, it's all about what we can read the same way we're going to kick off prophecy after we read that book of 1909 of the book called The Bible Dictionary. It's a green book. And it got something, saying something in there. And then we're going to lead off with that book after it's read in prophecy. So don't look for us to come with prophecy. I mean, really just grab it by the throat until that book is read that's in 1909 on what Yahuwah say he going to do and to who he going to do it to. Then we can kick off prophecy. So that's when prophecy is going to kick off for the Six Anointed Council of Voices of the Two Israelites. After, look at WCC. Do you want me to read it? No, I don't want you to read anything. No, we don't want you to read anything. We're going to read it ourselves. Matter of fact, hold that point. Let me pull a rabbit out of the head on that one. Let's go to Ezra chapter 4. Let's read that, Brother Yahuwah Israel. Let's read that exactly what we just said. You know, in Ezra chapter 4, yeah, Brother Yahuwah Israel, I want to read that. What we just got through saying. Ezra. It says, let's pick up at verse 3 and verse 4. Ezra chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. Let's read that, Brother Yahuwah Israel.
The book of Ezra, Ezra chapter 4, verse number 3, and verse number 4 reads. The book of Ezra, chapter 4, verse number 3 and 4. Ezra 4, verse number 3. But Zerubbabel and Yeshua and the rest of the chief of the fathers of Israel said unto them, you have nothing to do with us to build a temple unto our Yahuwah. We ourselves together will build unto Yahuwah of Israel. King Cyrus, the king of Persia, have commanded us. Verse number 4. Then the people of the land weakened the hands of the people of Yahuwah Judah and troubled them and built them.
Mm-hmm. So what did Yahuwah say behind that in Proverbs 16, verse 7? What did he say behind that? It seems like to me, you get a lesson from a lesson. Proverbs 16, verse 7.
Book of Proverbs 16, verse number 7 reads. Book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verse number 7. When a man's ways please Yahuwah, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him.
Yeah, see, right? See, that's what we're trying to say. All we got to do is please Yahuwah, and he'll have the enemy to, the 20th chapter of Proverbs, verse 24. See, it's all in the same lesson form. But understand what he got written in Proverbs 20, verse 24.
Book of Proverbs 20, verse number 24 reads. Proverbs 20, verse 24. Man go unto Yahuwah. How can a man and woman then understand their own way?
Man's gone, woman's gone is of Yahuwah. You don't understand your own ways. That's why we tell you, make sure you make a decision according to the Bible, because Yahuwah can be sending you in a way into oncoming traffic. He can send you in a way of traffic coming towards you and make you turn right off into traffic or make you walk right into traffic. See, Yahuwah is Proverbs 16, 1 through 5. Proverbs chapter 16, 1 through 5, Brother Yahuwah Israel.
The book of Proverbs 16, verse number 1 through 5 reads. Book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verse number 1. Preparation of the mind in man and woman, and the answer of the tongue is from Yahuwah. Verse number 2. All the ways of a man and woman are clean in their own eyes, but Yahuwah weighs the spirits. Verse 3. Commit your work unto Yahuwah, your thoughts shall be accepted. Verse 4. Yahuwah hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked. For the day of evil. Verse 5, everyone that is proud in mind is an abomination to Yahuwah. Though hand joined in hand, he shall not be unpunished.
Let's run to Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 3 down to verse 5 behind that statement. Let's run to Ecclesiastes out of the regular book. And let's beat that just a little bit there, brother. Do you see, we don't know what to bring no more in Yahuwah's word. But if you take hold to Yahuwah's word and you please him, then he'll turn what you're going through. But you don't think you're going through nothing. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 3 down to verse 5. Listen good. Regular book.
The book of Ecclesiastes 8. Number 3 to 5 reads. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse number 3. Be not hasty to go out of his sight. Sin not in an evil thing, for he doeth whatsoever pleases him. Verse number 4. For the word of a king is, there is power. Who may say unto him, what doest you? Verse 5. So keep it the Torah instruction, shall feel no evil thing. A wise man and woman mind discerneth both time and judge.
Hear the man say it? If you keep the Torah instruction, no evil will come upon thee. Verse 3 again. Listen good.
Book of Ecclesiastes 8, verse number 3. Be not hasty to go out of his sight. Stand not in an evil thing, for he doeth whatsoever pleases him.
Wait, what do you mean by don't be hasty to go out of his sight? What that supposed to mean? Let's go to Habakkuk 1:13 on that. See, he said, don't be in haste to go out of sight. Guess how you can get out of Yahweh's sight. Let's go to Habakkuk 1:13. 1:13, and let's kind of peek. Yes, sir.
The book of Habakkuk, chapter 1, verse number 13 reads, book of Habakkuk 1, verse number 13. You are a pure eye to behold evil, and cannot look on sin. Wherefore looketh thou upon them that do treacherously. Hold is your tongue when the wicked devour the man that is more righteous than he.
Well, you see the man saying, he said, now once you get that evil spirit on you, you no longer up under the protection of Yahweh, he pay you no, never mind. And you know what Yahweh do? This is what you do in the ninth chapter of Daniel. So 9:14. What would he do in the ninth chapter, verse 14? When you get away from your Yahweh, look what he'll do in 9:14.
The book of Daniel 9, verse number 14 reads, therefore have Yahweh watched upon the evil, brought it upon us. For Yahweh is righteous in all his works, which he doeth, but we obey not his voice.
When you obey not his voice, and now where the voice is, let's go to Acts 13. He said, otherwise, when you obey not Yahweh's voice, that's what he said. We're going to ask and find out what that's talking about. He says, Yahweh watch the evil that come upon you when you obey not his voice. That's what he just said. Now we go on and find out about that voice. We're going to Acts 13, and we're picking up verse number 27. Let's find out about you don't want to obey Yahweh's voice. Let's see if we read what he's talking about in Acts 13, verse 27.
The book of Acts 13, verse 27 reads, book of Acts chapter 13, verse 27. For they that dwell in Yahgad Judah, southern kingdom, and their rulers, because they knew not him, nor the yet the voices of the seals, which are read every Sabbath day.
Every Sabbath day. So that's where you hear the voice, you hear his voice at. So that's where you hear his voice at in the 96th council, voices of the true Israelites. So when you obey not that voice, then Yahweh watches over you for evil. The reason why he dumped that congregation back there in the 16th chapter, he said, get away from this evil congregation. And what they did, they reviled on anointed leadership. And what that word mean again, Brother Yahdai Israel? What that word mean?
Revile. Let me get back to it there. Revile. Criticizing abusive language.
Criticizing abusive language to the ones that have been anointed to show you the way by using the greatest piece of literature it is, the Bible. Now, did we finish reading Second Chronicles? I don't even remember hearing and read that, Brother Yahdai Israel. So when you go against and put bass in your voice against the anointed leadership of the six anointed camps, let me show you what time your clock, the clock start and Chronicles 36:14-16. Listen
good. The book of Second Chronicles, chapter 36, verse number 14 through verse number 14 through 16. 2 Chronicles 36, verse number 14. Moreover, all the chief of the priests and the people transgressed very much after all the abomination of the nation, polluted the temple of Yahweh, which he had hallowed in Yahweh Judah. Verse 15. And Yahweh of their father said to them, by his messenger, rather not be time to send it, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. Verse 16. But they mocked the messenger of Yahweh, despised his words, misused his seal, till the wrath of Yahweh rose against his people, till there was no remedy.
So you see that, right? You see how it works? So the last thing you do is get in the flesh with anointed leadership, because you can bring down the wrath of Yahweh where he said it ain't no remedy. That mean ain't no remedy. That mean you can't back up out of it. So remember one thing. The reason, and Paul was an example, after Paul got hit in the mouth as a shadow, then it dawned on him, he had to make sure that he understand he had to wait his turn to make a statement. But the people told him, Moses, in the 16th chapter, you take too much of yourself, because all of us is righteous. Now they have to pull that verse from somewhere to say that. They pull that verse on Moses. Moses didn't say nothing different behind that verse. It's just the order of what way they said it. Now they pull that verse from where? Let's run to Exodus 19:6. They pull that verse on Moses and Aaron. They said, Moses, you take too much of yourself, you and Aaron. All of us is righteous. They pulled a verse on Moses and Aaron. And you know what verse they pulled? Exodus 19:6. What did it say?
Book of Exodus 19, verse number 6, read. He shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, a righteous nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the family of Israel.
See that, see, right? They pull that verse on Moses. They said, Moses, all of us is righteous, Moses. You take too much of yourself. Deuteronomy 7, verse 6. So you see, so sometimes you gotta watch those that pull verses. But we're gonna see a little bit something in it in a minute. Let's see what it says in Deuteronomy 7, verse 6.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse number 6, read. Deuteronomy 7, verse number 6. For you are a righteous people unto Yahweh your Yahweh. Yahweh I have chosen you to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth.
Yeah, see, right? So there it is. So you see, verses can be pulled. But look what it says in 2 Timothy 2:15. But look what it says in 2 Timothy 2:15 now, brother. Y'all got Israel. What does it say in 2 Timothy 2:15?
Book of 2 Timothy 2, verse number 15 reads. Book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse number 15. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 reads, study to show yourself approved unto Yahweh, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
You got to rightfully divide the word of Yahweh. You just can't pull a verse unless you understand. You got to rightfully divide the word of Yahweh. You just can't pull that verse on Moses and Aaron, and that's why Yahweh said, huh, you going to pull that verse on Moses and Aaron because I said all y'all is, yes, if you pull the verse rightfully. Let's go to Romans chapter 12, verse 4. Look what he says here. Romans, let's read a little bit till we get our point. Romans 12, verse 4.
Book of Romans, chapter 12, verse number 4 reads, Book of Romans 12, verse number 4. Book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 4. Whereas, as we have many members in one body, and all members have that the same office. Verse 5. So we being many are one body in Yahweh the Son, and every one member one of another. Verse number 6. Having then gifts different according to the mercy that is given to us, whereas the prophecy that is prophesied according to the proportion of the faith, or 7, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching.
Now read verse 4 again,
Book of Romans 12, verse number 4. For as we have many members in one body, all members have not the same office.
Ain't that something? And that's why Yahweh said, get away, separate from this evil congregation, if I can go and kill them, and we read more, because they pulled that scripture on Moses, and they forgot what he said in 7 verse 1 of Exodus. See, you forgot when, who he told to stretch forth his stick and depart the waters, and let them walk over dry land. See, they forgot all of that. They let the flood get in the way, and they forgot what he said in 7 verse 1. What did Yahweh say in 7 verse 1?
Book of Exodus 7. Book of Exodus 7. Verse number 1 reads, Yahweh said unto Moses, see, I made you, Yahweh to Pharaoh, Aaron your brother shall be your seed.
Yahweh made Moses a Yahweh to Pharaoh and the children of Israel. Yahweh made Aaron the seer to speak for Moses to the children of Israel. And all we're supposed to say behind that is 1:18:23. That's all we're supposed to say behind that. Once we understood what was written, we're supposed to understand what is written. And 1:18:23 of Psalms.
Book of Psalms 1:18. Verse number 23 reads, this is Yahweh's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes.
See, the world gonna find out this is Yahweh's doing as he blessed the six anointed camps to take their rightful position in the word of Yahweh. This is Yahweh's doing. We only the vessel to pass it on. I'm a vessel to get it to you. Then we got to take it and pass it on. But pass on what? What is written in the Bible. The order got to be set up for Yahweh to intervene. 1 Corinthians 12. Skip down to verse 18. 28 to 31. Then jump back up to verse 25 and 26. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 18. Skip down to 28 to 31. Then bag it back up with 25 and 26. You're on the clock, Brother Yahweh Israel, come on.
The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 18, verse 28 to 31, verse 25, verse 26 reads. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse number 18. But now have Yahweh set the members, every one of them in the body, as it had pleased him. Verse 28. And Yahweh has set some in the congregation. First the apostles, secondarily seers, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, health, government, diversity of tongues. Verse 29. All apostles. Are all seers, all teachers, all workers of miracles. Verse number 30. Have all the gift of healing. You all speak with tongues. You all interpret. Verse 31. But covet earnestly the best gift. and you show out you more excellent way. Verse 25, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. Verse 26, and whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. One member be honored, all the members rejoice with it.
Yes, see, right? So, understand what's written, this is what got to be done. It's many offices in the same body. Everybody got a role to play. But when you murmur, complain, and backbite, and put bass in your voice, you is bringing the wrath of Yahweh down on you. You just read for yourself in take number 29. Now let's back up to the wisdom of Solomon behind that, Brother Yahweh Israel, and look at 2, and we'll take it right down to verse 24, and we'll close out with that. So look what he says here. We're going to wisdom of Solomon. Now with all that on the table. Now before you read that, I need to go to 2 Chronicles 7 through 12 and get warmed up. Let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 1, 7 through 12 to get warmed up. Then let's put him on table, put his resume on table. Then we'll come down to wisdom of Solomon 2, 1 to 24, and we'll close out with that. And we'll catch you on a special edition called Thursday evening. But let's see what he says over here in 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 7 through 12 to get warmed up. Come on.
Book of 2 Chronicles chapter 1.
Yeah, if 2 Chronicles chapter 1, 7 through 12, let me make sure that's, yeah, 1, 7 through 12. Yeah, that's right, Brother Yahweh Israel. 2 Chronicles 1, 7 down to verse 12. Let's see what that say, Brother Yahweh Israel. Yeah, that's right. Let's that say.
The book of 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 7 through 12 read. Book of 2 Chronicles 1, verse 7. That night did Yahweh appear unto Solomon and said unto him, ask what I shall give you. Verse number 8. Solomon said unto Yahweh, you have shown great mercy to David my father, that made me to reign in this state. Verse number 9. Now, O Yahweh, let thy promise unto David my father be accepted. You have made me king over a people like the dust of the earth and multitude. Verse number 10. Give me now wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before this people. Who can judge this people? Who can judge this, your people, that is so great? Verse number 11. Yahweh said unto Solomon, because this was in thy mind, you have not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of your enemy. Neither yet has asked long life, but has asked wisdom and knowledge for yourself. You may judge my people over whom I have made you king. Verse 12. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto you, and I will give you riches, wealth, and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before you. Neither shall there any after you have the like.
Yes, you're right. So when Solomon play by the rule, that's what we keep telling you, Steve Roy. Play by the Bible. Because Yahweh, this is what he'll do before you read that, Brother Yahweh Israel. Let's go to 1 Peter. See, we got to understand these things. See, always, you know, putting the eye, got the eye of suspect on, you just wasting your time with that, because Yahweh do not like that. This is what Yahweh got written. You remember he said, wait on your ministry? Because he says in 1 Peter 5 and 6, you might as well give me some 5 through 7. Give me 5 through 7 to get warmed up. Let's see what he says in 1 Peter to the chief speaker of the nation of Israel, chapter 5, 5 down to verse 7. What do you say there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Book of 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 5 through 7 reads. Book of First Peter chapter 5, verse number 5. Likewise, you younger, submit yourself unto the elder. May all of you be subject one to another. Be clothed with humility. Yahweh resisteth the proud, giveth mercy to the humble. Verse 6. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of Yahweh, that he may exalt you in due time. Verse 7. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you.
Read verse 5 again, Brother Yahweh, right?
The book of 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse number 5, read, likewise, you younger, submit yourself unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another. Be clothed with humility. For Yahweh resisted the proud, giveth mercy to the humble.
What is the definition of be clothed with humility? What that definition mean there, Brother Yah? He said, to those in the six anointed camps and those you come in contact with, he said, clothe yourself with humility. That what he say. To the elders. That what he say. What that word mean, Brother Yah, Guy Israel?
Looking up the word humility. Definition of the word humility out of the online dictionary, it reads, humility, a modest or low view of one's own importance.
Say it again, Brother Yah, Israel.
A modest or low view of one's own importance.
That means be low-key, be quiet. That means hold back the bass out of your mouth. Be low-key. When the elders show up on you, be low-key. Humility, back down. They is not the same as you are. They are anointed with a message from Yahweh to help you and your family. Do not look at them as one of the fellows, the vain peoples of the world. And then Yahweh telling you, have humility. These peoples is chosen to help you get your life in order before the remedy run out. Now we know Solomon is the wisest man in the world now. He's going to have you over all kings. Now let's hear a little of his wisdom that he put on the table. And we'll close out with the wisdom of Solomon, chapter 2, 1 through 24. Now, we just go right back and drink some mineral tea, because we don't have time to break down none of this good stuff. Prayerfully, you will hear it. And if you want any of these information, remember the broadcast starts up at 8 o'clock. Elder Yosai Ben Israel kicks off at 8 o'clock on Pal Talk. After his lesson is on the table, any question pertaining to his lesson, or the lesson you're in now, come to the microphone and get the answers. It starts in about 2-3 more minutes. But listen to what is written in the Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 2, 1 through 24. Listen to this. That'll do it, Brother Yahweh Israel. Come on.
Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 2, verse number 1 through 24 reads. Book of Wisdom of Solomon 2, verse number 1. For now Yahweh says, reasoning with themselves, but not the right. Our life is short and tedious, and in the death of a man, there is no remedy. Neither was there any man known to have returned from the grave. Verse number 2. For we are born at all adventure. We shall be hereafter as salt as though we had never been. For the breath in our nostrils is as smoke and a little spark in the movement of our mind. Verse number 3. Which being extinguished, our bodies shall be turned into ashes. Now spirit shall vanish as the salt air. Verse 4. Our name shall be forgotten in time, and no man shall have our works in remembrance. Our life shall pass away as the trace of a cloud. shall be dispersed as a mist that is driven away with the beams of the sun and overcome with the heat thereof. Verse number 5. For our time is a very shadow that passes away. And after our end, there is no return. It is past sealed, so that no man or woman cometh again. Verse number 6. Come on, therefore, let us enjoy the good things that are present, and let us speedily use the creatures like as in youth. Verse 7. Let us fill ourselves with costly wine and ornaments. Let no flower of the spring pass by us. Verse 8. Let us crown ourselves with rosebuds before they be withered. Verse 9. Let none of us go without his part of our presumptuous. Let us leave tokens and our joyfulness in every place. For this is our portion and our lot in this. Verse number 10. Let us oppress the poor, righteous man and woman. Let us not spare the widow, nor reverence the ancient gray hairs of the age. Verse 11. Let our strength be the law of justice. That which is feeble is found to be nothing worth. Verse 12. Therefore let us lie and wait for the righteous, because he is not for our turn. He is clean contrary to our doom. He upbraided us with our offering, offending the Torah instruction and objected to our infamy, the transgression of our education. Verse 13. He professes to have the knowledge of Yahuwah. He called himself the family, the child of Yahuwah. Verse 14. He was made to reprove our thoughts. He is grievous unto us, even to behold, for his life is not like other men. His ways are of another fashion. Verse 16. We have seen of him as counterfeits. He has standeth from our ways as from filthiness. Pronounces the end of the just to be blessed, making his boast that Yahweh is his father. Verse 17, let us see if his words be true, and let us prove what shall happen in the end of him. Verse 18, will the just man be the son of Yahweh, he will help him and deliver him from the hands of his enemies. Verse 19, let us examine him with despitefulness and torture, that we may know his meekness and prove his patience. Verse 20, let us condemn him with a shameful death, and by his own sin he shall be respected. Verse 21, but seeing they did imagine and were deceived with their own wickedness, have blinded them. Verse 22, as for the mysteries of Yahuwah, they knew them not, neither hope they for the wages of righteousness, nor discern the reward for blameless life. Verse 23. Yahuwah created man and woman to be immortal, made them to be an image of his own eternity. Verse 24. Nevertheless, through envy of the devil came death into the world, and they that do hold of it find.
Well, we both just want to jump on that so bad, but look here. We ain't going to do it. So you hear that, C. Roya? Understand one thing. The Sixth Anointing Council have a job to do. If you put any kind of time in trying to derail something that Yahuwah has set up, you're going to lose. I mean, it's going to be a gruesome loss. When you understand what was written, take number 29, you will remove that passion of the flesh and understand one thing. Those that are anointed to teach this word, you have to make a change in the way you approach anointed leadership. According to lesson 29. Believe it like that. Because one thing about it, if you bring the wrath of Yahuwah down on you, it's because you do know it. You just chose to let the flesh get in the way of the truth. Brother Yahdai Israel, until we do the special edition called Thursday evening, this time tomorrow. What your closing statement is behind that? You on the clock, come on.
Hallelujah, choir, hallelujah, choir, hallelujah, choir. The other way is rolling out, see Israel, of see Roy. Great work, Chief, to the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Excellent. All right. So we got a lot out there lesson, you know, that was given to us in the early part about breaking down the 12th chapter or the 4th chapter, 1 through 9 of Genesis. So a lot came out of that. Because we shot it from the spirit of Almighty Yahuwah. So that's what you do at Seed Raising. You meet them where they're at. And one thing about it, if you're able to do it the way Yahuwah tell you to do it, then you know you've been anointed to take care of this business. And then you understand you got to play it by the rules of the Bible. If you play it by the rules of the Bible, you in. If you continue to play it not by the rules of the Bible, the cup is going to run over. Remember we read over there in that fourth chapter of Genesis, at a process of time. So that means he gave Cain opportunity to ask his brother, why Yahuwah is not accepting my offering? And Cain was told it. You can't give Yahuwah what you want to give him. You got to come off the top with Yahuwah. Then you be accepted. But his pride got in the way. So he distanced himself. And guess who got in his ear? The sin man himself, Satan the devil. He got in his ear. Now, got himself messed up. Got it? Good. So we're going to bring the elder in for his closing thoughts of take number 29. And remember one thing, the broadcast of Pal Talk is already in session. And Elder Yosai Ben Israel is already on the microphone doing what he got to do with some dust says Yahuwah with a mother of Dr. Israel C. Ray. They already stepped out as we speak. So we monitoring everything as we speak. But we can bring the elder in for his closing statement on take 29. Elder, Mr. Tibbs, you're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Sir Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word, connecting the Bible books for your education, your health, foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. And this is done because we know you have not. This is information that you came to seek. Now you have found out what you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. There's no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday, current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click on it, just under the big line, you will see choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device you may have, you possibly may see menu. But after clicking this, you'll still see choices, still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7, and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give. What's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live? Also to build a school, banquet hall, and radio station to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. We also would like for you to check the calendar. That will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For the live program, this feature is only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. This will put you right into our live online broadcast. Now, we're using two email addresses also. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. Now, we have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. That's an international number where you can call, leave messages on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who maybe have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, type three words once again, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after clicking enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program you were late logging into, or actually any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, we said earlier, after the normal broadcast on Broad Talk, we're currently on Pal Talk, listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Yahuwah True Name Teachers. This is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your education. Online there to answer any questions about the discussed Bible topics will be Elder Josiah, Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, Riding Shotgun. No comments will be taken off topics or multiple text questions answered as I've seen before. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, either elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Broad Talk it ends before teaching time, teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Remember, Yahuwah be with you all. When you're doing this or learning Yahuwah's word, remember, do not try to win the Bump the Gums contest. You will miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. We are here rehearsing the righteous act to learn Yahuwah's word. Remember what it tells us in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring things into your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." So as I've said before, so you can find out what is being said about Yahuwah's word, keep your Bibles open. We will continue until our teaching time ends. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Elder Tibbs, that was excellent. And like we said, the broadcast is already going on Pal Talk Radio. It's already in session. Something about it. You got a bunch of comments to tell you anything that we have said and whatever that's going to be said on the previous broadcast, the one that's going on right now. You got to hear something first to give a statement, and we'll do our best to help you on anything pertaining to the topics of the lesson. You got it? Good. Going back and find the mothers out of Camp 1 and see if we bring them in and go from there. And let's see. When you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, Mother E, Mother Z, out of Camp 1, Mother E. Yahweh bless you, see right.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel. See right. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Mother E. Mother Z, Mother E, Mother Z. Hallelujah, Yahweh. We had some very interesting statements that was made, and I want to just take a look at something that was said in 1 John on the right side of the book. It's something that was said, because it's telling us now we have to make sure we clear on what he's saying. Let's run to 1 John chapter 3. And understand what he's saying in 1 John, right side of the book, chapter 3. And we'll take it on down to verse number 15. Let's look at 3, 1 to 15. How that sound there, Mother E? Let's look at 1 John, chapter 3, 1 through 15. As a matter of fact, Campo, I just tried. Can you stram a little bit and grab some little books, start getting them books ready, and give a little assistance in the night broadcast there, Campo out of Detroit, Michigan, so see you can get your chance to stram around and have old books ready when we come back at you shortly. Let's look and say it's in 1 John chapter 3, 1 through 15. What that sound like, Mother E? You on the clock, come on.
1 John chapter 3, verses 1 to 15. Verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of Yahweh. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knoweth him not. Verse 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of Yahweh, and do not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Verse 3. And every man or woman that hears this hope, has this hope in him, purify himself, even as he is true. Verse 4. Whosoever committed sin transgressed also the Torah instruction. For sin is the transgression of the Torah instruction. Verse 5. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sin, and in him is no sin. Verse 6. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth has not seen him, neither know him. Verse 7. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth right is right, even as he is right. Verse 8. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. From the beginning was his purpose. The Son of Yahweh was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Verse 9. Whosoever is born of Yahweh do not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of Yahweh. Verse 10. And this the children of Yahweh are manifest, and the children of the devil, whosoever doeth not righteous, is not of Yahweh, neither he that loveth not his brother. Verse 11. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Verse 12. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own work was evil, and his brother's righteous. Verse 13. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. Verse 14. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loves not his brother abideth in death. Verse 15. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murder has eternal life abideth in him.
That was an excellent tall reading there, Mother E. That was excellent. So he let you know plainly. Read verse 12 again there, Mother E. That was excellent. So he let you know if you're a murderer, and you can also murder people with your mind by being a backbiter, a tailbearer, a complainer, and a whiner. That's how you can murder something, because remember one thing. Yahweh have got it already set up. He got it set up who we want to do what? It's the foundation of the world. So the last thing you do with anointed leadership is be a backbiter, murmur, or a complainer. Because you can bring the wrath of Yahweh down on you. He might tell you, all right, get in your car and turn this way. And next thing you know, you might run into something that you can avoid by not understanding something that Yahweh is in control. Let me say in verse 12 again now, Mother E. Verse 12.
First John chapter 3, verse 12. Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother righteous.
Wait a minute, Mother E. What is he talking about? What made one righteous and one evil? We got to find out what that means. How was Cain's works evil? And how was Abel, his brother, righteous? Right. We got to go back and look at that and see what is he talking about back in Genesis chapter 4. Verse 4 and 5. What is you talking about? That one brother was had evil and one was good. What is you talking about that we can read in Genesis chapter 4, 5? What is that, Mother E? Genesis chapter 4, verse 4 and 5. Let's analyze this. Come on.
Genesis chapter 4. Verse 4 and verse 5. Verse 4. And Abe, he also brought of the line of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Yahweh had respect unto Abe and to his offering. Verse 5. But unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect. And Cain was very worse, and his countenance fail.
Mother E, you want to take a shot at that? Quit that pose. You want to take a shot on that before this mass in the audience? You want to take a shot at that? Exactly what happened in verse 4 and 5. You want to take a shot at it, Mother E?
Okay, in verse 4, A brought the first line of Hebrew to Yahweh, and Yahweh accepted it. But Cain, he had no respect. He didn't have no respect for his Why do you have no respect for Cain's offering?
Because
he didn't bring the first
man.
Oh, no.
Oh. So what Cain done, he brought what he walked to bring. He didn't bring what Yahweh to bring, the first of whatever you got your hand on. First.
Right.
So what he brought in an afterthought. And see, when you do an afterthought in Yahweh, Yahweh would not have no respect for you. But that is right there. Mm-hmm. So that's what he mean by Cain done evil and Abel done righteousness, because Abel brought the first, whatever he got his hand on, he came to Yahweh first. Cain sit down and sit on the table and figure out, well, I got to do this, I got to do this, I got to do this, I got to do that, and I got to do this, I got to do that. Now, you don't got anything left. Oh, okay, so I'll take that, and I put it in the offering box. So you see what you see a difference? But you cannot do that in Yahweh. In Yahweh, do not have the power to deliver you. You got to make sure you do it the way Yahweh's Bible tell you to do it. The person of your, whatever you're doing for Yahweh, make sure it come out the top and let everything take care of itself, because Yahweh can take it from there. Got him right. He got you right. Good case in point on that. Let's run to the 17th chapter of 1 Kings. Let's get a case in point. See, the reason why Yahweh had no respect for what Cain offered, though he did offer it, but it was after he got everything else taken care of first. But Abel didn't do that. Abel said, the first thing I got, that go first, and I worry about all this other stuff afterwards. That is the game changer, and thus says Yahweh. We're going to 1 Kings 17, and let's show you what we're talking about. Let's get a case in point. He said, yeah, seer. Well, go over there and get a case in point in the 17th chapter. Because I'm watching these people through the mental spirit. I'm seeing, will they do the Bible or will they do their own mindset? In the 17th chapter, we're going to look right down and get a case in point. We'll get a case in point in the 17th chapter, 1 Kings. And we'll pick it up at verse 13. We'll take it down to 16 and 24. We'll take it down 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 13 to 16 and verse 24. That's it.
13.
Mother,
13.
You're on
the 16 and 24. Okay. 1 Kings, chapter 17, verses 13 to 15 and 24. Verse 13.
Take it down to 16. Yeah, take it down to 16. Take it down to 16.
Okay. Verse 16. 1 Kings, chapter 17, verse 13 to 16 and verse 24. Verse 13. Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as I have said, but make me therefore a little cake first, and bring it unto me. And after, make for thee and for thy son. Verse 14. For thus said the Yahweh of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the crews of all fail until the day that the Yahweh sendeth rain upon the earth. Verse 15. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days. Verse 16. And the bear of Mia wasted not, neither did the crews of all fail. According to the word of the Yahweh, which he speaks by Elijah the seer. Verse 24. And the woman said to Elijah, "Now by this I know that thou art a man of Yahweh, and that the word of Yahweh in thy mouth is true."
So you see what Yahweh, that's why he keeps telling us about his business. See, we so busy watching that one-eyed thing and everything he got on the table, and we ignoring what Yahweh have already got ready. You got to step out in your mighty one and make sure what you're doing, the Bible supports it.
Mm-hmm.
See, God, what told to her to do, and you seen the results and what happened. Hold that there. I'm going to run up there to Camp 4 out of Detroit, Michigan. And let me see. Detroit, Michigan, Camp 4. Yahweh be with you.
Yahweh bless you.
What you saying, WCC? Detroit, Michigan, Yahweh be with you.
Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel C. Royal.
Yeah, all right. Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Camp 4. Put a little more bass in your voice there. Let's take a look at a statement here, Camp 4 out of Detroit, Michigan. What is written in Romans chapter 8, verse 14 and 16 down to 21? Detroit, Michigan, Camp 4. Let's see what's written in Romans chapter 8, verse 14, and skip down to 16 down to verse 21. What's written there? Come on. Romans, chapter 8, verse 14, skip down to 16 and 21. What's written out there, Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan? Come on.
Romans 8, 14 and 21.
16 and 21. What's written? The whole world is listening to you. Come on.
Romans 14:8, owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another fulfilleth the Torah instruction.
Hold on there. Hey, are you in Romans chapter 8, verse 14, and skip down to 16
to
21?
All right,
Romans chapter 8, verse 14.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of Yahweh, they are the sons of Yahweh. Verse 16. The Spirit itself, he beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of Yahweh. Verse 21. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of Yahweh.
Yeah, but come back again and read me 16 to 21 and give me a closing statement, and then you get your little herbal tea real quick. Let's go back, come back to 16 and read 17, 18, 19, 20, and 21. Read straight down from 16 to 21 now and give me a closing statement at Camp 4 out of Detroit, Michigan.
The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of Yahweh. 17. And if children, then heirs of Yahweh, and joint heirs with Yahweh the Son, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Verse 18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. 19. The earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of Yahweh. Verse 20. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willing but ready of reason, who have subjected the same with hope. 2:1, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of Yahuwah.
Excellent. I'm going to come back with you and get your clothes and save it later. But run and get you a nice cup of hot herbal tea, and we'll be back with you for one more closing statement shortly. So make that run and be prepared for a powerful closing coming up shortly. Now, Mother E, let's run back and find out a couple more things there, Mother E. So we find out that if you are the children of Yahuwah, you're going to go through some things, but you got to hold on to what's written in this Bible. Let's come on back to Job chapter 3 there, Mother E. And we'll look at verse 12 down to verse 25. We want to hear something about Issachar's boy. Let's run to Job chapter 33, 12 to 25 there, Mother E. I want to hear something about Issachar's boy. Job chapter 33, 12 down to 25. Mother E, come out of Camp 1. You on the clock. Come on.
Job chapter 33, 12 to 25. Job chapter 33.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Let me get there. Job 33, 12 to 25. Mother E, come out of Camp 1. You on the clock. Come on.
Job chapter 33. Verses 12 to 25. Verse 12 reads, behold, in this hour are not just. I will answer thee that Yahweh is great than man. Verse 13, why do thou strive against him? For he give not account of any of his matters. Verse 14, when Yahweh speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man or woman perceiveth it not. Verse 15, in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon man or woman, and slumbereth upon the bed. Verse 16, then he opened the eyes of man or woman, and filled their instructions. Verse 17, that he may withdraw man or woman from his purpose and hide pride from man or woman. Verse 18, he keepeth back his life from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. Verse 19, he is chastened also with pain upon his bed, and the multitude of his bones with strong pain. Verse 20, so that his life a horse bread, and his soul denies me. Verse 21, his flesh is consumed away, that it cannot be seen, and his bones that were not seen stick out. Verse 22, yea, his soul draws near unto the grave, and his life to the destruction. Verse 23, if there be a messenger with him, an interpreter, one among a thousand, to show unto man or woman his uprightness. Verse 24, then he is gracious unto him and said, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a reef. Verse 25, his flesh shall be fresher then a child, he shall return to the day of his youth.
Mm-hmm. Read verse 13 and 24 again, MLE. This is what he's saying, verse 13 and 24. Job chapter 33, verse 13 and 24.
What do you say again, MLE? Job chapter 33, verse 13 and 24. Verse 13. Why do thou strive against him, but he give not account of any of his matter? 24. Then he is gracious unto him and said, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a reason.
Hear that? So he says over here in verse 13 of Issachar's verse 33:13, he said he ain't got to give you no answer why he do what he do. He said he ain't got right. to give no answer. Whatever he do, you folks say hallelujah, why? He ain't got to give no account of what he do. Mm-hmm. That's what he said in verse 13. He got to give
right.
no explanation of what he do. He said
right.
he can let you go down to the and bring you back out of the pit. This man got all the power. So why don't we just figure out one thing? Let's find out what he's saying and be more of a doer of what he's saying, because he ain't got to give no account of his actions. He done told you earlier, in the fullness of time, he going to take care of his business. So whatever business that be taken care of, he going to take care of. All we're supposed to do is one thing, make sure we line up with what we can read. All right, stand by that, Mother Eve. We're going to see if we can go back out there to Camp Fort Detroit, Michigan. And we're going to get a case in point on something else. Camp Fort Detroit, Michigan. Let's get a case in point. What is written in the book, Let's see what it says. It's something I want to get out. It's something I want to get out. I don't know what it is. Okay. Let's run to Deuteronomy 28. Look at verse 48, 65 through 68. Detroit, Michigan, count four. What it says in Deuteronomy 28, verse 48, 65 through 68. Count four, Detroit, Michigan, you... The world is listening. You on the clock. Come on.
Deuteronomy 28:48 to 58.
48 and skip down to 65 through 68 in the closing statement. Let's get this in. Deuteronomy 28, verse 48. Then skip down to 65 through 68 and a closing statement. Come on now, Detroit, Michigan, bring your A-game and come on.
Deuteronomy 28:48. Therefore shall thou serve thy enemies, which Yahweh shall sin against thee, in hunger and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee. Verse 65, and among these nations thou shalt find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest, but Yahweh shall give thee there a trembling mind, and failing of eyes, and sorrow of mind. Verse 66, and thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shall have none assurance of thy life. Verse 67. In the morning thou shalt say, with Yahweh, if it were even. And in even thou shalt say, with Yahweh, if it were morning. For the fear of thy mind, herewith thou shalt fear. And for the sight of thy eyes, which thou shalt see. Verse 68. And Yahuwah shall bring thee into the land of bondage again with ships, by the way whereof I spake unto thee. Thou shalt see it no more again. And there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you.
All right. That's excellent. It's to our Michigan. What's your closing thoughts on that? You on the clock, come on.
Alleluia, qua, alleluia, qua, alleluia, qua.
All right. Detroit, Michigan, Camp 4. Excellent. All right. So now the reason we read that one verse, here's the reason we read that. Now, he says, you're going to be sold to, now, Yahuwah said you're going to be sold to your enemies. And no one is going to buy you. Ain't nobody going to do nothing for you. And you're going to be sold to your enemies. Now, how deception is. We're going to show you exactly how deception unfolds itself. Now, Mother E, read that verse again. Read that verse 68 again, Mother E. Read that Deuteronomy 28:68 one more time. Mother E, read Deuteronomy 28:68 one more time.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 68. And the Yahuwah shall bring thee into Egypt, the house of bondage, again, with ships, by the way, whereof I speak unto thee. Thus shall see it no more again, and there ye shall be sold unto your enemies, for bond men and women. And no man shall buy you.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to read the same thing out of the Holy Bible called the New International Version. Now, I'm going to read the same thing. Deuteronomy 28:68 out of the New Living Bible that the church will tell you in a minute. To understand the Bible, you got to get you a New Living Bible, because all them doves and thous and these, that's old stuff. And you, to understand your Bible now, you got to get you a New Living Bible. Now let's read that verse out of the New Living Bible. Verse 68, it says, and Yahuwah will send you back in ships to Egypt on thy journey. I said, you shall never make again. There you will be offered yourself. There you will offer yourself. For sales to your enemy as males and females, but no one will buy you. So you see what he said you're going to do? He said you're going to offer yourself.
Wow.
And the same thing they showed, what I heard about some people running behind the airplane trying to catch the airplane to get up out of the place for Esau and his five sons to bring them out of protection from the known land. They said, so when you go to the church and you read, and they tell you, your preacher tell you, the best Bible to get is a New Living Virgin Bible. In that New Living Virgin Bible, it tells you that you don't sell yourself to the good man. You will run behind the ships yourself, and you will run all the way in the water, try to walk on water to get in ships to be brought back over here where no man's going to save you at. That's the hanging around the churches. So when you look at it, go in your computer and pull up the Holy Bible by the New International Version, what the majority of the churches read out of, they said in their book, they'll read 28:16, man, you going to sell yourself. You going to plead with them to take you. Well, you see that, see, right? That's why we got to come humble to you and tell you, you, the only way out, you must return or get into the six anointed camps that going to teach you the Bible, your only way out. Let's run to Revelation chapter 12. Let's see what will happen. Revelation chapter 12, and we'll pick up verse 9 down to 14. Let's see what will happen at Mother E. In Revelation chapter 12, verse 9 to 14. What does it say?
Okay. Revelation chapter 12, verse 9 to 14. Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out unto the earth, and his innocent spirit was cast out with him. Verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation. A stranger in the kingdom of our Yahweh and the power of his son, Yahweh's son, for the accomplishment of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our Yahweh day and night. Verse 11. And they overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony, and they love not their lives unto the death. Verse 12. Therefore rejoice you, heaven, and you that dwell in them, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Verse 13. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man child.
Read our next two verses. Read two more verses. Give me two more there, Mother E. Give me all 15 and 16.
Verse 14. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly unto the wilderness and to her place, where she is nourished for a time and time and half the time from the face of the serpent, the devil. Verse 15. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a fluid after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the fluid. Verse 16. And the earth kept the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the fluid which the dragon cast out of his mouth.
So you see, the dragon gonna always go contrary to the book. The dragon is the one put that in that, telling you that you gonna sell yourself. And now if you go to any church They'll tell you in a minute, go get you a New Living Bible. But you always never, you never would, you'll never, what? You'll just go to 2 Timothy 3, 1, and 7. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 and 7. You are never what? Let's see what it says there, Mother Eve. 2 Timothy 3, 1 and 7. Yes.
Okay.
By reading a New Living Bible, let's see what he's got written in 2 Timothy 3, verse 1 and 7. What he got written there, Mother Eve?
2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. And verse 7, verse 1, put them in mind to be subjected to principality and power.
Wait a minute.
Obey.
Come on, Marie. Come on, Marie. Look at 2 Timothy 3, 1 real carefully. 2 Timothy 3,
okay.
1. Look at it real.
Okay, I got it. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Verse 7. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
You see that? They ever learning, Mother Eve, but they have never come to the knowledge of the truth. If you let a pastor tell you to go get you a New Living Bible and come on back to my church, saying that you're going to offer yourself in 2868. You're going to volunteer to be slaves, just like they show you that isolated picture on TV on that one-hour thing where the people's running behind the jet to my take me with them. So what it says in Revelation 2, verse 5 behind that? Revelation 2, 5. What it say that, Mother E? Revelation 2, verse 5.
Revelation chapter 2, verse 5. Revelation chapter 2, verse 5 reads, remember therefore from which thou art fallen, and repent and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent.
Marie, what we got to do for the Almighty to start looking at us with the right eye? What we got to do to that, Mother E, according to that verse? What we got to do?
Except by repent.
That's it. What we got to do is repent. We got to repent. Understand one thing with this man saying, we must repent. Let's run to the 8th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. We'll close out with this there, Mother E. We're going to the 8th chapter of Deuteronomy. So we got to repent, Mother E. If we don't repent and do the first work, we going to keep trouble and we're always going to be disembobulated until we repent. Let's see what it says to do in the 8th chapter of Deuteronomy. Let's pick it up at verse number 11. Then we'll skip down to verse 17 and 18. And we'll close out with this. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11, 17 and 18. And we'll close out with this. We'll get back on it tomorrow on a special edition called Thursday Evening. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11, 17, 18. Let's see what it says there, Mother E.
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11, 17, and 18. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11. Beware that thou forget not Yahweh, your Yahweh, in not keeping his Torah instruction and his judgment and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Verse 17. And thou say in thy mind, my power and my might on mine hand has gotten me this well. Verse 18. But thus shall remember the Yahweh, your Yahweh, for it is he that gives thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto their father, as it is this day.
Excellent. Excellent, that Mother E. We're going to go and get ready to tune into that big broadcast on Pal Talk. Elder Yosai Ben Israel and Mother Adopted Israel as they give another one two punch. Mother E, what's your closing statement? You on the clock. Come on.
Thanking and praising Yahweh for this class, and thanking and praising Yahweh for this fear, and for each and every one that's listening to the class. Thanking and praising Yahweh for, and pray that we all get the understanding of His word. Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah!
That's Mother E. Mother Z, and we have great assistance from Camp 4 out of Detroit, Michigan. One thing about it, see, right here, we come humble to help you understand one thing. You must respect anointed leadership. You got to get in where you fit in at. And that's why we have extended the broadcast to Pal Talk. Brother Yosai Ben Israel and Mother Dr. Israel is doing what Yahweh give them to do to help keep you, Mother. So if you got any comments pertaining to anything we have said, after they get through teaching, then come to the microphone. And if anything that pertains to the lessons, we will respond to you if it's about the lessons and helping yourself and your family. So one thing about it, see right here, you got to get that base out your voice, and you got to come humble to who Yahweh have set up to help you in these trying times as it is today. You've got to make a decision according to the Bible. If you make a decision according to the Holy Bible, New International Version Bible, they're going to tell you you sold yourself. You was praying for Esau and his five sons to come get you from this misery that you up under. So that's why you accept what you got now. But that was a lie from Satan the devil. The new world, the new national Bible is from Satan the devil. If anybody got one, it's over in them pagan churches. Yahweh gonna bring a message to you, tell you, leave it alone. And he's going to come back, and at the fullness of time, burn you in the fire, unless you repent. All right, catch you tomorrow on a special edition called Thursday from the Mothers from Camp 4 Detroit, Michigan. And now I'm going, we all been tuning in and hear what the elder got to say. And Yahweh be with you all.
Be aware, no time to first job working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me and you said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
Righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yahuwah.